And we're back with Bracketology Podcast number 4. Ricky Klaverkamp, BJ Walters. This is first of 2 episodes that we're recording this week because we've got way too much to talk about this week. We got Class B State Girls. Class A State Girls are coming up too. We'll maybe briefly mention that because your Carrington Cardinals are going to state. We then also have, which will be tomorrow's main topic, Region 1 Boys coming up next week.
Which is a mess.
Oh, my gosh. And everything's gone crazy with districts. BJ, how are we doing?
Man, we are loving it. You know what? Last year, the atmospheres were great, but we kind of knew who the teams were. Mm-hmm. This year, brother, let me tell you, this feels like March.
It does. It does. And a lot of that has to do with the fact that District 2 just absolutely had a interesting Monday night where none of the higher seeds won. And I do mean none of the higher seeds won. So we'll talk. That's a story for tomorrow. That's a story for tomorrow. We're relaxing today by talking about Class B and we'll briefly mention Class A State Girls as well, because your Carrington Cardinals are off to state for the first time in a minute.
Yeah, first time since 2021. They really had a tough Region 2 final, bounced back, beat Kindred on Saturday 48-44. And, I mean, you can just see how much it means to the team. I'm going up there. If you're listening to this in prime time somehow, I'm going up there around 5 o'clock today to get some audio for the state tournament. But what a neat story. This is a team that the Hoopster picked 5th in their own region in preseason. And now in the state tournament, some complaints about the seed. They're justified. How can you be seeded behind a team that you beat twice? I don't really know. But that's all right. Valley City's next.
Yeah, Valley City is the first team you guys play on Thursday, and then you're on the same side of the bracket as the top team in the state, South Prairie Max versus Turtle Mountain as well.
Yeah, and Carrington has seen everyone on this bracket except for Turtle Mountain. You'll recall it didn't go so well in Minot against South Prairie Max, so I don't think they would mind a rematch with the Royals.
Well, didn't South Prairie Max also have they had the terrible semifinal result against Rugby?
Absolutely atrocious. I mean, Rugby ran them right over. They scored like 6 total points in the second and third quarter.
Just do it.
And
Rugby
then they
did.
Turned around in the state qualifier. It was, you'll like this, Ricky. It was 16-10 after one quarter. They were up on Hazen 16-10, and it ended 54-14. They just they said, "All right, Bison, you're done."
Yeah. Oof.
Man.
Ouch. That's just, I don't know what you do after that.
Well, for South Prairie Max,
yeah,
you get ready to play. By the way, this is the only matchup, and they had to do this because there's 3 Region 3 teams and 3 Region 2 teams that made it to state. They had to do this. They had to put a regional matchup in the quarterfinals. The options were Carrington Thompson or South Prairie Max Turtle Mountain, and they did South Prairie Max Turtle Mountain.
All right. Well, that's not terrible.
Yeah. I am on board with those that say Carrington should have been the 4 and Thompson should have been the 6. I don't understand it. You beat Thompson twice. You had the better seed in the regional tournament. You beat them in the regional tournament. And you got 2nd in the region. They got 3rd in the region. I don't understand it.
I don't know. I'm not the one that decides that. I'm not paid enough for that.
Valid. I don't think any of us are. No. I'm mainly just venting on behalf of the city.
All of Carrington.
That's right. I got to represent my people, Ricky.
So... Class A up at the Magic City, South Prairie Max versus Turtle Mountain, Valley City versus Carrington. You can catch that one either on KOVC or KDAK if you wanted to hear Jerry's broadcast for the Highliners or BJ's broadcast for the Cardinals. Devil's Lake versus Dickinson Trinity, then Rugby versus Thompson will round out day 1 of the Class A Girls. So we go to Class B girls now. And, well, I mean, this is year two. And once again, we have a team that should be, that is ranked the number two team in the state. They were ranked number one for a while. There's a team that I don't think should be ranked anywhere near the top five, because until they actually do something at the state tournament, they shouldn't be top five. Kenmer Bobels is the two seed taking on Grant County Mott Regent.
And this is a Cinderella run by Grant County Mott Regent out of Region 4. Listen to what they did a week ago. They beat Washburn, ranked eighth, 54-50. Then in the semifinal, they go and they beat Bowman County, who was ranked fifth, 49-42. And then just for funsies, in the regional championship, they beat second-ranked Central McLean, 54-47. Now, I was talking to our buddy Mark McKenzie, who says this is not new for Grant County. For Mott and Regent, it is. But Grant County went on a Cinderella run the last time they got to a state tournament. They were the number eight seed and just ended up winning the whole gosh darn thing because they were hot at the right time. And you're right what you say about Kenmer Bobels. This is a team that every single year has a nice shiny record, and every single year comes to the state tournament, and when they face an Eastern team, which they're on the side of the bracket where they don't have to do that, when they face an Eastern team, they get blown out.
Yeah, and I mean, we look back to last year at state. Last year in the state qualifiers, they actually had to take on Grant County Mott Regent, and they beat Grant County Mott Regent to get to state anyways. But at state last year, they went up against Mayport CG, and the eventual champions blew them out of the water, 64-43. They'd then go on to the consolation bracket and lose to our Redeemers by one, 42-41. They'd beat Maple River 46-30 in the seventh place game. The year before that, they were ranked pretty highly again, and they would lose to Garrison, then they'd lose to EKM, then they'd lose to Bowman County. The year before that, they lost in the fifth place game after losing the opening round to Grafton. They would then beat Mohall, Lansford, Sherwood, then lose to Linton. A year before that, Kenmare would get beat by Wilton Wing. They would then beat Glenburn and then lose to LEM. So, I mean,
so they don't win quarterfinal games.
They can't win a quarterfinal game to save their life. And I'm looking back here. I'm going to pull it. I'm looking back here in the record books. Kenmare Bobels, I have them on here 21 times. And, I mean, this record doesn't go back too far. Last time they won a quarterfinal matchup, BJ, 2011.
Yeah.
That was against Beach.
Yeah, I mean.
Then they lost to your Cardinals
in the
semifinals.
And I'm sure they're thrilled that they drew the hottest team in the field.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, this is, look, game one, 1 o'clock Thursday on KDDR in Thunder Country 98.3. Right off the bat, we are on an upset alert.
Yep. And last time Grant County made it was 2018. They beat Kindred, beat MPB, and then won it all beating Killdeer.
And that was as the eight seed, was it not?
I don't even know. It doesn't show on my record books here.
But, yeah, they won it in 2018 because they got hot at the right time. Well, guess who's hot at the right time?
Grant County once again. And the time before that they made it was 2017, and they won in the quarterfinals, lost in the semifinals, and third-place game after that. Grant County is also teamed up by Mott Regent, right?
That's right.
So let's see. I'm seeing Mott. Last time Mott has made it to state was 1979.
That's amazing. My mother was 8 years old.
That's the oldest record I have, by the way. 1979 is the earliest the record books go from ND Prep Scoreboard.
Yep.
When's the last time Regent made it?
They've never made it. They never made it.
They made it New England, 1994.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yep, 1994.
They got eighth at state that year.
Yeah.
But
so, yeah.
Grant County won it, and Ken Meredith needs to figure out a way to win a quarterfinal game.
That's the thing, is this feels like a program to me, and I'm sure to you as well, Ricky, where you think, okay, if Ken Mare ever get over this quarterfinal hump, Maybe they could win a state championship.
Yep.
But are they ever going to get this over this quarterfinal hump?
Who knows? Who knows? And that is why I'm always so hesitant to vote for them so high in the polls. Is just because they always kind of struggle when it gets to the when push comes to shove at state. And that's like, this is going to be interesting to see if they can get over this hump. I mean, you got Central McLean and LAM, or LAM now, Langdon Area Munich. It doesn't get easier.
It doesn't. You look at that matchup. I saw Benson County Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
And now I really cannot believe Langdon Area Munich beat Benson County. They must be incredibly, incredibly, incredibly good.
Let's see. That is Region 2, right?
That's right. That's Region 2. I was so impressed by Benson County. And yet Langdon beats them and again gets a worse seed. So clearly, I don't think postseason games mattered that much in terms of seeding these postseason brackets on the girls' side. But Langdon just controlled that game. And I was talking to Hoots after Benson County won on Saturday night, and he said, boy, he was watching that game, and he kept saying, all right, come on. Come on, I'd rather play Langdon. I don't want to play Benson County. And sure enough, Langdon held on.
Yeah, 51-42 was Langdon's score over Benson County in that one. And Langdon last year lost in the 2024 Region 2 Championship. And then last year got heartbroken by Maple River after leading by 20 to the Raiders. They lost it. 73-70
in overtime.
In overtime,
that's right. That was the final game of the day a year ago. So for Langdon, I mean, this is a big opportunity. Here's the thing for the Central McLean Cougars, though. This has consistently been, in my estimation, the second best team in the state this year.
Mm-hmm.
Their only loss comes to Kenmare Bobels, 59-49, back on December 28th. Listen to these scores. They beat Wilton Wings, 78-19. Beat Mandaree, 70-21. They beat Kidder County, 64-32. They beat Glenburn, 72-24. And because everybody does this, they beat White Shield, 101-12.
Oof.
Central McLean, if this is the three seed, man, that's a pretty good looking three seed there.
It is. And I mean, Central McLean, this is a team for Central McLean that, I mean, they really have taken advantage of this three class system. Before last year, I don't think they'd ever made it to state. I'm looking back here in the history books and I don't see Central McLean anywhere unless there's different schools before then, but still.
Yeah, I mean, and they're on a huge streak of playing well. I can't say winning streak anymore because they lost to Grant County Mott Regents in the regional final. But they're 24-2. You know, they've won 19 of their last 20. I know we're going to eventually make picks on this podcast. It is hard for me to look past Central McLean.
It is, but it's also hard for me to look past Langdon because Langdon, before last year, had made it to state every year for six straight years.
Well, it's a program. It's not a team. It's a program. Yeah. That's what so many coaches wish to build.
Oh, Langdon and Central McLean. We'll get to the picks after we get through all these teams here. Berthold versus Linton HMB, the number 2 seed from Region 1. They end up being the 8 seed in this tournament for some reason, but they're the 8 seed, and they get to take on one of the best teams in the state. That is Lewis and Clark Berthold. And Berthold, you said the date the last time Berthold made it to state. When was that?
1970 was the last time Berthold made it to the state tournament. And this is a team that has one loss on the year, January 25th to Bowman County. That's it. They've beaten our Redeemers. They've beaten Tioga. They've beaten Garrison. They've beaten West Hope Newburgh. They've beaten everybody. And they've done it without in a single win this year. They have not in a single win this year scored less points than they did when they beat Kenmare Bobels last week, 41-40.
Oh, boy.
It's a good one seed. Here's the thing. It's an 8 seed that if Brooklyn Schumacher and Jersey Vogel are both on, that ain't no freaking 8 seed.
No. No.
Schumacher went off against Hatton Northwood. 25 points and 16 rebounds.
This Linton team is a lot better than that number 8 attached to them really does. And is that... Did they do random draws? Did they just seed 1 through 5 and then do random draws for the final three?
I don't think so, no. Oh. I don't think so. I think this was how it was drawn. That is not an 8 seed to me.
No.
Mainly because they just won a game on Saturday where Jersey Vogel had 5 points. And you know that Jersey Vogel is not going to go for 5 points very often,
no.
Especially inside the Civic Center. She just played 2 tournaments at the Civic Center and played very, very well.
Yeah. And I mean, Jersey, I watched her that entire tournament. And I mean, she didn't have the greatest of tournaments, but nonetheless, she was able to have a pretty good tournament, get her team to that region title game. Lemoore just ran over them in the end because no one was stopping Lemoore in that tournament. I don't think anyone could. But Linton is not an 8 seed. They got to I'd put them up at 6.
And you look at this, this is a program, again, Linton HMB is a program. While Lewis and Clark Berthold, to me, seem like a once-in-a-generation team, this is a tricky game. 6:15 Thursday on Thunder Country 98.3 and KDDR, the whole tournament on those stations. But that is a really, really tricky game for Berthold.
Yep. Berthold scores 60.2 to 40 and gives up 42.4. Linton, on the other hand, scores 51.3 and gives up 39 in the third points. So Linton's defense slightly better, but the offense, I guess, just based on raw points, slightly worse. But again, the East-West divide is a real thing. Is how much is that going to come into effect?
You do look at strength of schedule here, and Berthold's strength of schedule is not Linton's strength of schedule,
no.
Not even close.
No, I mean, you look at Region 1 compared to a region like...
Region 3.
Like Region 3, and you look at that and you go, okay, well, yeah, you see all these big numbers in the record books, but you also look at who Linton's playing, and these are programs like Oaks, Maple River, who just got a big program, Sargent County, who... They had technically a down year this year, and they still managed to somehow figure out a way to get a winning season. EKM has a good program. Lemoore has a good program. It's a regional divide, and I don't know how that's going to play into effect here.
Yeah, I mean, there is serious East-West split in this bracket. There's 3 East teams and 5 West teams. I said to you before we start, if the West can't find a way to figure it out and win one this year, they may never win one.
Honestly, like, this is the year they have to do it. So that's the 6:30 game. Then the 8:15 game on a school night, because let's play games at 8:15 on a school night.
Benson, I love this matchup, by the way.
Number 4-seeded Benson County versus, I think, a very underrated Lemoore Litchfield Marion at number 5. I think they should probably be a little higher, just given how they've been playing as of late and how they've looked. This is a scary Lemoore team, and Lemoore's always scary, but still, this is a scary Lemoore team. And I haven't seen Benson County. You have. What are we looking for Benson County?
Benson County has a big 3, and they can all go for 20 in the same game if you let them. They have Aubrey Kenner, who's a good guard. They have a girl at point guard named Maddock, because it's Benson County. Of course, her last name is Maddock. And then they have a freshman big who is so good, Fouch. Lexi, I can't think of which one it is, but Fouch, who's exceptional at pick and roll. You know what? The biggest key to this game for me, Ricky, is how's the game called?
Yeah.
Because Lemoore's going to be physical with Benson County.
Oh,
there's no question about it.
They always are. Lemoore is a very physical squad, and they have been able to, for the most part, keep their girls mostly out of foul trouble. I mean, they get into like maybe three fouls later in the game, but still, for the most part, they're able to do it clean. Now, this is also the same court that they've been playing on for the past 2 weeks. This is basically Lemoore and Linton's home court now.
It is. It is. And you don't think the Civic Center will have nothing but red and black in it?
Oh come gosh. On. That, of course it will. Those two night games are going to be insanely Linton and Lemoore heavy.
Oh, big time. Now, I will say, Benson County, and again, I saw them Saturday. Ricky, they are so efficient offensively. So efficient offensively.
This Lemoore's big, though.
Yep, Lemoore is big. Maple River like is not as big as Lemoore.
Yeah. Lemoore is all big is the thing. Like, all the gals out there can pick up, like, a ton of rebounds.
And Addison Smith has picked up a little bit of the scoring load that Maya Van Eden's injury left behind.
Addison Smith has done a great job at that. Jada Smith has done a great job filling in for that that spot that Van Eden left out, and she's been able to kind of just let herself be a cog in the machine, be put on in. You're going to play this role, and you're going to do it well, and she's done it.
And she's done it exceptionally well. I really do think that this is a 50-50 coin flip game, and I look forward to watching it Thursday night. I'm gonna get back to the hotel in Minot and watch this game because I think it's going to be fantastic.
Yeah, Vance, I'm going to be on the call for that. You'll probably be hearing from my old buddy Sam Getzinger.
We know he'll be at one of the tournaments, and someone else will be at the other tournament.
He'll be at B. I actually texted him not too long ago. He said he was going to be at B.
Oh, so you'll get to see him. Very good.
See my old classmate. So Lemoore, last time they made it to state was 2020, by the way. Lost to rugby in the fifth place game.
And yeah, I mean, that's a good rugby program. Mm-hmm. It's built a lot like Lemoore, too.
Yeah. The time before that was 2015. Lemoore hasn't made it to state very often. I mean, we talk about big, bad Lemoore. They don't make it to state very often.
But you know why they don't? Because they don't have an easy region to get through like Kenmare Bowbells does.
No, Kenmare's been going there for years now, and they've always just kind of fallen short at the end.
This Benson County Lemoore matchup, it is mouthwatering. I have no idea who's going to win it. Honestly, I know we're about to have to make picks. I'm still undecided. It's too early to call between Benson County and Lemoore.
Well, we won't start with them, at least. We'll start up with the top of the bracket here. Kenmare Bowbells versus Grant County Mott Regent. I'm gonna say Kenmare does it finally. The Hawkers finally do it. They finally get over the edge.
You know what? Teams that are hot right now scare me. I'll say Kenmare by 4.
That seems like a good number. I was going to go by like 2-1, but yeah, Kenmare by not much. Kenmare by a handful at most. So that's, that's at 1 o'clock at the Civic Center right here. I'll be on the call for that game. I'll also be on the call for this game, Central McLean versus Langdon Area Munich. I get to call the games of the teams I haven't seen at all this season. It's going to be fun. Central McLean versus Langdon. I am going to go with Central. I think Central has just been good all year. I think that they continue to just be good, and they get to the semifinals once again. The Cardinals just can't compete.
I think that the loss that Central McLean had last week was the best thing that could have possibly happened to them.
Yes.
I think the Cougars win this game by about 12.
12? All right. Lewis and Clark Berthold versus Linton. This is a game that I don't want to pick because I really don't. My heart is saying Berthold, but my mind is kind of saying Linton.
I'm going to pick Berthold.
All right.
Knowing nothing about them, I'm going to pick Berthold. But would it shock me if Michael Sciarrato's team is playing on Friday afternoon? Absolutely not. Not even a little bit.
No.
But I'll take Berthold.
You'll take Berthold. I am going to be the contrarian and just say I'm going to take Linton in the end, because I think Linton has just been, I think Jerzy Vogel pops off. I think it's just, she just goes crazy against Berthold and advances on, gets her team to the semis.
No team in this entire field has had the kind of postseason that Linton HMB have had.
No.
With Jerzy Vogel's grandfather suffering the cardiac situation, they get to the regional final, then they lose, then they bounce back against a Hatton Northwood team that had just eliminated the defending state champs. I mean, what a whirlwind of a postseason for the Lions.
Yeah, and I'm saying that it continues on at 2:45 on Friday. And you have Lewis and Clark Berthold. That's fine. It's a game that can go either way, honestly.
I'll take Berthold by three.
Yeah, it's going to be close. And then the nightcap on night one of the Class B Girls State Basketball Tournament, Benson County versus Lemoore at Litchfield Marion, the Lobos and Benson County. I'm going to say the Lobos just because I don't think that the Lobos are just too scary with those bigs. I think that the Delabar girls, I think Lesko comes alive still. I think Addison Smith just keeps pumping up points, and that's going to be it. I think that's what's going to be the game.
I want so desperately to pick Lemoore in this game, but I can't do it. I can't do it. I have Benson County. I think it is rare in the Class B division to have a big three. A lot of teams have a big two. Not many have a big three. The Wildcats have three legitimate scorers. So I'm going to take Benson County in overtime.
All right. All right, that's a good pick. That's a very good pick. All right, so semifinals, we have the same one, Kenmare versus Central McLean. I think Central McLean does it.
Yeah, Cougars here. Cougars here, definitely. Are we picking consolation semis?
Do we want to?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Come on.
All right, so we'll go over the consolation semis before we continue on with the actual semis here. So keep your pick, Central McLean in the championship. Consolation semis, Grant County Mont Regent versus LAM. I have the Cardinals. I think the Cardinals.
I'll take the Cardinals in this one as well. Yeah, the Cardinals.
Yeah. So
now we have different second consolation semis.
Yep. And second and different semis as well. So you have Linton versus Lemoore as a consolation semis. Who do you pick there?
And it is at this point that Michael and Ben look at each other and go,
"Hi.
You again?" I'm going to pick Lemoore in that game to take Godna Langdon for fifth, and that would mean Grant County Mott Regent against Linton for seventh.
And then for your fifth place, who do you got?
I will go ahead and take I'll take Lemoore. I'll take Lemoore to finish with their seed fifth, and in the seventh place game, I will take Linton over Grant County Mott Regent.
All right. Well, I'd have Lewis and Clark Berthold winning the consolation semis against Benson County, and then I'd have Lewis and Clark Berthold getting fifth against Grant County, and then in seventh place, I would have Benson County beating Grant County Mott Regent. That's what
very
I'd
good.
Have.
All right.
That's what I'd put on over there on that side of the bracket. All right. Back to semifinal number two. We have different semifinals. I have Linton versus Lemoore, and I'm going to say Lemoore wins again. And again, it's just the same conversation they had, you had them saying. They look over the side of the court. They just look down and go, how the heck are we back here again? This one ends up going to overtime. Lemoore ends up winning and going to the state title game. You have Lewis and Clark Berthold versus Benson County. Who do you got for you?
I don't think Berthold has the scoring to stick with Benson County. So I have the Wildcats in the state championship.
The Wildcats advance on to the state title. All right. And so third place game, I'd have Linton versus Kenmare. And I would just say, I'm going to say Linton takes third at state. I think they beat the Honkers, not by much, but I think they beat the Honkers by maybe a handful. And then you'd have Berthold taking on the Honkers, right?
I do, and let me just see, because I believe they played in the regular season, if I'm not mistaken. Oh, heck no, they didn't. I will take Berthold to get third place.
All right. So, we're at our state title game. I have Central McLean versus Lemoore. You have Central McLean versus Benson. For me, I honestly don't know. This is tough. And this is tough for you, too. Benson versus Central McLean's tough.
It is.
Oh, who do you got?
You know what? People tend to forget when you're the four seed that you've been the number one team in the state for most of this season.
Mm-hmm.
And Benson County has been the number one team in the state for most of this season. But I just think Central McLean is a little bit better. I think Central McLean defeats Benson County 48-45 to win the state championship.
48-45. Wow. That's the final.
Because if there's anything I learned from watching last year's state championship game, if that place gets full, them girls are not scoring early in the game. They're too dang nervous.
Oh, gosh. Well,
remember that, our first media timeout last year? You know what the score was?
Like nothing.
That's right. It was 0-0.
Oh, yeah, no. And see, I have it even more packed because I have Central McLean versus Lemoore, and all of Lemoore would be there.
Yeah.
Like, no.
And Litchfield and Marion.
And probably Oaks, Edgeley. And,
yep.
and
pretty much all of Region 1 would show up to support the Lobos.
And, I mean, these two teams making it out of Region 1 are just so, like, they're just good.
And they're so well respected by their peers within the region,
yeah,
these two teams.
I don't think anyone, like, I mean, there's rivalries, of course. Oaks and Lemoore, like, quote unquote, don't like each other, whatever. But they do like each other, especially with, the gals. And I think Lemoore, Litchfield, Marion, I'm going to call it now. Lemoore, Litchfield, Marion sends Central McLean to overtime, and then Central McLean breaks their heart.
Oh. Oh,
breaks their heart. Final a buzzer beater to right before they go to second. Like, Lemoore's winning by two, and then Central McLean throws up a prayer from three and ends the game.
Oh my goodness!
Breaks
that
their
would
heart.
Make the that would make the old Sports Center. Actually, do they even show highlights anymore? And maybe it wouldn't make Sports Center.
Well, I don't know. It might make a top. It should be a top 10 play, but it wouldn't be.
They still do that?
I think so. I used to follow Sports Center. I stopped when they stopped covering sports.
ESPN has become a disaster.
Well, they have to compete with the likes of us and a million others just like us.
Valid, but we're better at it, so it's okay.
So both of us have Central McLean winning state.
We do, yeah.
We took different paths to get there, but both of us have Central McLean the team to beat.
And
girls class B.
And I will just say this, like, I really struggled with this bracket because I do think it's wide open. Like last year, Ricky, I think you and I both thought, okay, there's paths, but it's probably Mayport.
Yeah. Yeah.
This year, I don't know who it is.
No. No one knows. And the fact that Mayport got eliminated, the fact that last Thursday happened where only two higher-seeded teams, like, higher-ranked teams beat their lower-ranked opponents is insane. And that really threw March into a complete and total fiasco.
It's the beauty of this time of year. I mean, we talk about March Madness in the college context. March Madness is hitting North Dakota pretty stinking hard at the high school level.
Yeah, and that's going to be a conversation for tomorrow because we got a lot to break down when it comes to the districts. Oh.
By the way, speaking of that, just real quick, all the stuff that happened in Region 1, you might have missed this. North Border's no longer undefeated.
Wait, what?
North Border lost.
No.
They lost
no.
in their semifinal.
What?
So now,
let
me scare everybody for a minute. Let me scare everybody for a minute. Let me pull out Halloween in March. If Mayport tonight were to beat New Rockford Cheyenne, as they did in the regular season, mind you, a quarterfinal next week would be New Rockford Cheyenne and North Porter.
No. No. Chaos reigns across the state of North Dakota. My gosh.
That would be nuts.
Oh, you know, BJ, originally when I first saw these, this three class system, I was like, we have eight districts. Why don't we just go with, you win your district, you go to state. But I like this, these tournaments a lot more.
I do too. I do too. It throws everything, it throws all common sense to the woods. Oh. And I love it.
Harvey Wells County beat TGU. Bishop Ryan beat West Hope Newburgh. That one's not really a big upset.
That's that crazy district with four ranked teams.
Gosh. Beach beat Flasher, which makes sense, even though Flasher's somehow the three seed in that District 7 tournament.
The two seed in District 4 lost their first game. Griggs Mid Dakota lost their first game.
That's right.
And by the way, in District 2, the 7 seed and the 8 seed is still alive.
And in District 1, the 7 seed's still alive because Sargent County couldn't figure it out yesterday, and they lost 43-37. And Winemere Lidgerwood almost lost to Richland 60-59.
I saw that.
And Richland's a two-win team.
You guys, put on the best seatbelt you got because we are going for a ride.
We're going to talk Region 1 basketball tomorrow. BJ, we'll talk then. Thanks for joining me today on Bracketology.
You got it. Best time of the year, bud.
Bracketology here at NewsDakota.com on the i3G Media Sports Podcast. We'll be back tomorrow to talk Region 1 boys.